President Clinton signed the minimum wage bill into law today. Among those invited to an upbeat signing ceremony were minimum wage earners and small business people, as well as cabinet officials and members of Congress. The legislation, which was strongly opposed by GOP leaders, will raise the hourly wage for about 10 million American workers by 90 cents. Speaking on the South Lawn of the White House, President Clinton described the minimum wage bill as a cause for celebration for all Americans of all parties and all walks of life, and he said it represents the very best in our country. Here's an excerpt from that speech.
By coming together across lines that have too often divided us and finding common ground, we have made this a real season of achievement for the people of America. At its heart, this bill does reaffirm our most profoundly American values, offering opportunity to all, demanding responsibility from all, and coming together as a community to do the right thing. This bill says to the working people of America, if you're willing to take responsibility and go to work, your work will be honored. We're going to honor your commitment to your family. We're going to recognize that $4.25 an hour is not enough to raise a family. It's harder and harder to raise children today, and harder for people to succeed at home and at work. And I have said repeatedly, over and over again, to the American people, we must not force our families to make a choice. Most parents have to work. We have a national interest in seeing that our people can succeed at home, where it counts the most in raising their children, and succeed at work so they'll have enough income to be able to succeed at home. We must do both. And this bill helps us achieve that goal.
President Clinton speaking at today's signing ceremony for the minimum wage bill. The first stage of the wage increase will take effect on October 1st.